From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an appearance Tuesday before the U.S. Congress, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said negotiations underway between the United States and Iran would guarantee that Iran would get nuclear weapons. Mr. Netanyahu stressed to lawmakers the danger that a nuclear Iran poses to his country.
This deal has two major concessions. One, leaving Iran with a vast nuclear program. And two, lifting the restrictions on that program in about a decade. That's why this deal is so bad. It doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It paves Iran's path to the bomb.
Later Tuesday, President Obama said there was nothing new in Mr. Netanyahu's remarks, saying the Israeli leader did not offer a better alternative to negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met for a second day in Switzerland to discuss the status of Iran's nuclear program. During a break, a reporter asked Zarif how the talks were proceeding. He responded, "We're trying, we're trying." Russians today paid their last respects to Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was gunned down last week just steps from the Kremlin. Thousands of people filed past Nemtsov's coffin at the Andrei Sakharov Human Rights Center in Moscow, where his body lay in state before burial. Chadian forces say they have captured the Nigerian town of Nikwa from Boko Haram militants. The military reported 34 soldiers wounded in the effort to take the town. Soldiers were going street to street looking for militants. The Associated Press reports hundreds of civilians had been killed while militants controlled the town. VOA News. Authorities in Mozambique say a prominent academic and constitutional law scholar who has openly supported greater autonomy for parts of Mozambique has been shot to death. Police say Gil Sestak, who taught law at Eduardo Mondlane University and wrote for an opposition newspaper, was at a local coffee shop when he was shot several times by someone in a passing car. He later died of his wounds. Kenya burned 15 tons of valuable elephant tusks today in a symbolic gesture against the illegal ivory trade. Gabe Joselo takes a look.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta lowered a burning torch to a three-tiered pile of ivory tusks, sending flames and smoke swirling high into the air above Nairobi National Park. Speaking at the event, which also marked World Wildlife Day, Mr. Kenyatta said the burning represents Kenya's commitment to stopping the ivory trade.
We are committed to combating the menace robustly and persistently until we dismantle the entire vile economy.
Conservationists say Africa loses more than 20,000 elephants each year to illegal poaching, and that the animals could go extinct by the middle of the century if the trend continues. Gabe Joselo, Nairobi.
Western leaders have called for a strong reaction from the international community if the Ukrainian ceasefire accord reached in Belarus last month is not observed. U.S. President Barack Obama and the leaders of France, Germany, Britain, Italy, as well as European Council head Donald Tusk, held a video conference Tuesday to discuss the developments in eastern Ukraine. An Iraqi coalition Tuesday battled its way toward the city of Tikrit. The Iraqi forces faced Islamic State snipers and roadside bombs as it made its way toward the IS strategic stronghold north of Baghdad. India's foreign secretary met with his Pakistani counterpart Tuesday in Islamabad for the first high-level talks between the two governments since relations broke down last year. Cameras captured India's Subramanian Jaishankar and Pakistan's Izaz Chowdhury smiling as they shook hands and spoke along with delegations from each country. Here is Jaishankar.
I reiterated our known concerns on cross-border terrorism, including on the Mumbai case. We agreed that ensuring peace and tranquility on the border was vital. Our talks were held in a very constructive and positive atmosphere.
Subramanian Jaishankar. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. European markets were down, and things were lower also in Asia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.